Good morning, everybody. Hope everyone's having just a great day today. Welcome to the Career Report. Hey, if you don't know me, my name is Tim Madden. Every single week I break down, we do an every single day, right? We're breaking down what's happening in the job market, who's hiring, who's laying off, and what trends you need to know right now, such as AI. That's the hot topic we've been talking about. But hey, whether you're in a job search or leading a team, or you're just trying to stay ahead of these market shifts, this is your one-stop go-to source for real-time insights and straight talk about your career. So we diving in today. Hey, as we get started, I want to let me grab that link for you. We are actually holding some free training today. We do a couple trainings every single month here at Executive Career Upgrades. This one is on generating interviews. So I'm actually going to pop the link. You'll see it over on YouTube, and I will show it on the channel. But hey, if you're listening on Spotify or the recording, you can go to career.execupgrades.com/webinar. So hey, today at 1 p.m. Eastern, we're showing how we've helped our clients generate 4,464 interviews since January 2024. So if you're one of the many people I see over on LinkedIn that are saying, no one will call you back, you know, you can't get on interviews, et cetera, we're going to be breaking down likely what's wrong and how our clients are landing opportunities. So I strongly encourage you to attend that event if you are in a job search. And as always, if you need help in your career, you can always go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Let's dive in. So, hey, unless you didn't see any news source yesterday, unless you weren't on Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, you might have not seen that Amazon, I don't know if they have officially yet, but they're preparing to cut as many as 30,000 corporate jobs as a part of major restructuring. Now, why does that impact you? You're going to be competing with these guys, ladies and gentlemen, right? With the Amazon execs that are let go, with the middle management, you know, people with great degrees, great schools they went to, great skills that have drove transformation. You are now going to be competing against them in the marketplace. So how do you size up against an Amazon exec? How do you size up against an Amazon senior manager that has led success? Because remember, a lot of these people are being let go, not because they're underperforming, but simply because Amazon's restructuring, which that's just really Tim Madden's right insight is, hey, they're leveraging AI more. Right. And these large companies, here's the thing, you're going to see more and more and more of these corporate layoffs. I expect, hey, Facebook's coming, Microsoft's coming, Netflix is coming, all these tech companies. Why? AI. Man, I was just talking about it with a group of good business owner friends last night, talking about how much AI is impacting their business. I know I'd be talking about AI every day, but it's so just important for you to learn about it. Finance is being replaced by AI, right? Accounting is being replaced, marketing, all these things are enhancing. So if you want to recession-proof your career, you better learn everything you can about AI, because I'm telling you what, if you're a director, VP, or an executive, this can make you 5 to 10 times more productive. Of course, off topic, I have something coming with AI soon that's going to help you become more productive. So stay on the lookout for that. But until then, right? Man, Amazon. High-performing companies are moving from growth mode to efficiency mode. That's something else that we're talking about today. So, hey, how can senior leaders, this is a question to ask yourself, how can senior leaders position themselves as the best way possible and their teams when large firms go into this cost mode rather than growth mode? You need to be proactive in your career. I just met with an Amazon exec actually 5 days ago, and they were saying that they've already been told that this was coming. So he heard about this last week. He said he was going to be impacted, but he's staying on until January. So it is coming. So kudos to those professionals that are already seeking guidance and advice, because this is the worst marketplace I've ever seen. I mean, COVID was rough for hiring. This is just on a whole new level because of human psychology and many other aspects. So pay attention, recession-proof your career. Always make sure your resume is ready. Make sure your LinkedIn's optimized. Make sure you're learning AI, et cetera. Here's number two, another thing that's impacting costs. These interest rates and capital cost pressures, right? Companies are reassessing borrowing money for expansion. Why? It's so expensive right now. So a lot of these companies, right, even private equity, they rely on borrowing money, right? But because of these higher interest rate, it makes financing, refinancing, obtaining debt more expensive and harder to get a return on investment. Okay. Now, with that being said, if you're in private equity, you know the only thing they care about is a return on investment. And when you used to be able to borrow money at X percent and X points, and now it's tremendously higher, they're not making some of the investments that they would before. How does that impact you? Less hiring in those markets. Food for thought, food for thought. Now, next, slowing corporate hiring is happening across the board. You've seen it, especially if you're in a job search right now. Across many industries, there's slowdown in hiring. Don't worry, don't be afraid, because I'm going to tell you how to fix it. But there's a slowdown in hiring for these corporate executive and managerial roles, period, end of story. Many firms are delaying open leadership roles or waiting until create new ones until all of this, you know, uncertainty in the marketplace is happening. What this matters for you: fewer new leadership roles. Okay. Internal mobility may be more difficult to get promoted. So now is the time to build internal influence if you're in a company, okay, to demonstrate your readiness to take on more responsibility. Do you know who they never let go? Right? Do you know who companies never let go? People that add so much value, they'd be crazy. You know who companies don't let go? The number one sales professional, the number one sales leader that keeps doing year over year returns, the number one project manager who figures out how to get projects done on a shoestring budget, right? These are the people that companies can't live without. So how can you make your career recession proof? That's if you're in an opportunity right now. If you're in an opportunity at the director and VP level, I would urgently be looking for how can I provide so much value they'd be crazy to let me go? What are some quick wins I can get, right? And I'll tell you the quick wins, because we teach this in the Mastering First 100 Days program, which you can email me at tim@execupgrades.com if you want more information on that. But quick wins, right? It's the boring SOPs. A lot of people, when they think about enterprise value of organizations, they go into all these complicated strategies. Do you know what really moves the needle sometimes? A more effective onboarding strategy, a more effective recruitment process, using digital transformation in the most simplest of terms. If you're at a mid-sized to large-sized companies, this could sometimes save hundreds, if not millions of dollars throughout this process. So hey, if you're in an organization right now, you better be looking for some quick wins inside Q4, because if market shifts, right, you want to make sure you're adding so much value that they would be crazy to let you go. Who's going to be let go? The average people. The people that come in at 9 and leave at 5 and do an average job. There's nothing wrong with it, right? You're doing the job, but doing the job is just not good enough anymore, right? Excellence is your only option in your career. Now, number two, if you're in a job search or approaching a job search, or you know the company isn't doing well, you better get freaking serious about your career. You better know what you're targeting. You better know, update your branding documents that don't read like job descriptions. Like every single freaking person I see on LinkedIn, they talk about what they do at the company and not the results they brought. I know it's crazy, right? Then you need a strategy to get on interviews. I got the link below where you can join us today. You need to know how to convert those interviews into offers. And then you need to know how to talk about money. Now, here's what I know. When Amazon does this whack of 30,000 people, okay, these guys are going to get a severance package, but do you know what else they're going to get? They're going to get support from a career coaching organization like Executive Career Upgrades. Now, I know who they use and they're not as good as Executive Career Upgrades, but that's okay. But either way, you're going to be competing against people that have support. So if you're a director, VP, and executive right now trying to do everything on your own without a community, without a blueprint, without a plan, ladies and gentlemen, you need to wake up. I just talked to a marketing exec 2 weeks ago that's been out of work for 12 months. She makes $250K a year. She had a 20% annual bonus. And I'm trying to tell her, you not being to work inside this past 12 months has cost you $300,000 or more. Do not, I repeat, do not let that be you. If you have cancer, you're going to a doctor, right? If you need a financial plan, you're going to a finance professional. If you need help in your career, reach out to Executive Career Upgrades, right? We can help you, but get help somewhere, right? Doing this alone at this level is very difficult. And all these Amazon execs, guess what? They're going to be working with these different companies, and they have some pretty good coaches too. Again, not as good as ours, but I'm just giving you a heads up of the reality of the marketplace. Now, here's another strategic shift as we wrap up today's session. Many organizations right now are moving from a, right? Over the past couple of years, it's been like, let's scale and invest aggressively. But now the motto, which is factual, based on research, it's, you know what? Let's slow down the investing. Let's slow down the scaling. And let's try to do more with what we have. How can we simplify our structure? How can we become more profitable with less? How can we flatten the layers? How can we streamline this, right? Now, companies always try to do that, right? But now I'm telling you, it is more than ever. Here's what I mean by that. Even positions that are posted right now online, active roles where they truly do need the people. People are so, senior leaders across the board. Whew, let me take a break for a sec before I lay this on you, okay? Senior leaders across the board are the most apprehensive they've ever been about bringing on other leaders into their organization. Let me repeat that one more time. Because of the current state of the marketplace, even though companies have CRO openings, COO openings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, this has been the most apprehensive I have ever seen hiring managers. Why? Man, they're scared that people aren't going to bring results more than ever. So how do you combat that, right? Now you got to have a plan. You need to be branded effectively, all the things that we teach here at ECU. But most importantly, man, you need to be courageous and you need to have conviction that you are the solution, that you can help people. So if you are in front of a hiring manager and you're wrapping up the interview, you better say, hey, put your faith and trust in me and I can guarantee you I will be the best hire you've ever made in your corporate career. You better bring some heat. You better bring some confidence and conviction, because hiring managers across the board, even at Fortune 500 companies, are scared more than ever that they're going to hire the wrong person. But guess what? Whose problem is that? Is that their problem or is it your problem? It's absolutely your problem. Okay. So, hey, that, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to keep it real with you about what's going on in the marketplace, and your inability to adapt will freaking crush you. So keep tuning into the Career Report, right? Share this with a friend who needs to hear this, right? Share this with a family member that's maybe feeling uneasy about something. Get to our event later today so we can show you a couple skills, right, that will help you land some interviews, which could potentially shave months off of your job search. Skilling up is the only option right now. So make sure you're skilling up every single day. So hey, that wraps up today's edition of the Career Report. I'm Tim Madden. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, staying informed is the first step to staying ahead in your career. And as always, if you found today's conversation valuable, share it with someone who needs to hear it. And I'll see you tomorrow with more real-time insights and straight talk about what's happening in the marketplace. And as always, if you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Have a great day, everyone.